Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress. A new one.
It is. No, it is really time for me to get a new phone. And I plan on getting a new phone very soon. I think I will probably go with the iPhone. That's really all I have to say about that.
Question. The other night, when you needed to update the RSS feed, did you get my text the night before being like, hey, the RSS feed isn't up there, blah, 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 blah?
Probably not.
Okay. Because I sent that to you at probably like 8 o'clock the night before when I was loading it up onto the website and stuff. And then I didn't hear from you. And then I got your text like the next day at like 2 in the afternoon being like, oh, I didn't upload the RSS feed for you. And I was like, yeah, no, I know.
You're like, no, asshole, I got it. All right, yeah. So here's something to add to my list. Get a new phone.
Yes.
I will get a new phone. I will probably just get the iPhone because it is reliable, and I think I can get it now for like $100.
Yeah, you could get like the regular 5 for probably $100. Yeah.
What's the 5S going to run me, like 200?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
5S is the 5 better? I mean, it's got an S, but I don't know if that makes it better.
I don't know how much better it is. I mean, my contract isn't up until next year, and I'm going to just wait for the 6. Like, I don't think I need it, but I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just like the 5, just a little faster.
See, I definitely need a new phone. So, and Rachel needs a new phone. So, we'll probably be getting new phones soon.
Yeah.
So, if you are Steve Jobs, but that's a poor choice of words.
Yeah.
If you are somebody that works at Apple and would like to sponsor my phone usage, please send me an iPhone 5S, 5S with the gold and the whatever. Just send me a phone, please, actually. Is what I'm trying to get to.
As long as you're not Steve Jobs in a fucking worm farm.
You know what? No, actually, if you are Steve Jobs, just send me a phone. That would make it better.
Be something. From beyond the grave.
I would appreciate that because that would make putting the show together the last few weeks much easier. And it would make... Well, I don't know if it would have really helped me this past week, but...
Couldn't have hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it might have made some things better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess maybe we should... I should apologize for the delay in the episode and recording this and just life in general.
Yeah, I mean, it's no big thing to me.
So here's what happened. Let me explain what is happening and why the Wednesday episode is going up like Thursday night, Friday morning, whatever it ends up being, and why this, I guess, is happening at this time and is gonna go up whenever. Maybe just put it up Sunday. Maybe we'll just do that and put a little more space between them.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, whatever you think.
I don't know. Whatever. Use your best judgment. I don't care anymore. Because here's what happened. I am being punished for something that I said that people have not heard yet, but will have heard by the time they listen to this episode.
Yeah.
Because there was a big cold coming, a big cold, and I made fun of people that were talking about the cold to quite the extent, and were like, oh, it's going to be cold, oh, you better watch out, it's going to be cold, it's going to be, you know, real cold. Well, Tuesday or Wednesday? What's today? Today's Thursday, right?
It is, in fact, Thursday, yes.
So, yesterday? I guess it would have been?
I think so.
So, Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. Because Tuesday, I think we recorded, and everything was still fine. Or did we record on Monday? Well, I don't know.
No, we recorded... Didn't we record Sunday?
I think you're right. See, this is the part of the problem I'm having. I'm gonna say it was Wednesday. Well, Tuesday night it was happening, and no, it was Monday night because anyway, one of the nights. Let's just cut to the chase here. One of the nights is gonna be real cold. I think it was Tuesday night. It was supposed to be like negative something with the like negative 40 with the wind chill or something ridiculous.
Something absurd.
So we went to bed. And we had a little space heater on because we said, well, we'll just put the space heater on because it's supposed to be really cold. And our bedroom's a little drafty. So we figured, we'll put the space heater on. So we do that, and I get up the next morning, and I'm supposed to go into work. And I go in. Yeah, it was Tuesday. It was Tuesday morning. I get up, I go downstairs, and I'm like, man, it's kind of cold in the house. I should turn the heat up. So I go to the thermostat, and it's not one of them fancy digital ones. It's one of the, you know, the turny knob things.
Oh yeah.
And you know how on the bottom of it,
like the clear knob on like the brass looking or plastic kind of.
Exactly. Exactly. And the top of it has the little red indicator that tells you where you have set the temperature, what you have decided you want the temperature to be. On the on the bottom is what the temperature actually is in the house. Now it goes from, I think it goes from like 45 to like 85 or something is like the range that it covers. This thing could not have gone any farther to the left. It was all the way over below 50.
Oh, boy.
And I went, oh, fuck. Now, even though I was up just upstairs and I knew the heater was running and that the TV was on because I fell asleep watching TV, I still started going around the house flipping light switches to make sure that it wasn't the electricity. So, I know it's not that, and I call my dad. I call my parents' house, and I'm just like, I don't, because my brain isn't functioning.
What time is this?
This is, I'm going to say, at like 7.
Okay, all right, not late.
But, like, I just woke up, and I'm still kind of groggy, and, like, they had already called the day off for Rachel at school. So, she wasn't going in that day. So she was sleeping in. So I call my parents' house because I can't quite function. I'm like, I don't know what, like, should I be checking something before I call the gas company or the landlord or, like, what should I do? What's my next move? So my mom answers the phone and she goes, hey, how's it going? And I go, terrible. Is dad there?
Oh, boy.
And she goes, this is the next thing that she says. She goes, were you in an accident? And I was like, what? What? No, just the heat's not working. And she was like, oh, I'll get dad. And I was just like, what?
If you were in an accident, why would you be like, I can't talk to you, mom?
Like, what would, why would I, like, I don't know. I don't understand.
I need
what
a man on the phone, okay?
I'm calling at 7. And I like also my mom's assessment. Like, I say that the heat's not working, and my mom immediately goes, I've done all I can. I'll get your father. Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, you're right. He's right. I'm not going to be of any use.
Yeah. He's right. I have no idea. Let me. And I talk to my dad, and the first thing he says is the power on? Do you have electricity? And I go, yes, I have electricity. I thoroughly checked that.
Yeah.
Even though I knew after I woke up. But okay, what next? And he goes, well, you got to call the landlord. And I was like, okay, is there anything else I should be checking? He goes, I mean, check and see if, like, maybe it blew a fuse or something like that, or check that first. And then I was like, okay. And then he was like, and then maybe call the gas company and see if they're having a problem. So I go, okay. So I checked all the fuses, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right. So I try calling the gas company. They're closed. They're not open yet. Actually, I think this all started at like 7. I'm going to say closer to 7:30, actually. Because I looked at the thing and it was like 7:45. And they were like, we're open at 8 a.m. And I was like, fuck yo.
Yeah. You cocks.
So then I wake Rachel up and I'm just like, I don't know what to do. I was just like, we got to call. What's her face? And I was like, there's no heat. And
I just picture you running around like fucking Ray Liotta's wife in Goodfellas trying to figure out what to do with the brick of cocaine.
You know, that's not far off, probably. So I was like, call your mom and see if she has heat. Because we, like...
Same gas company?
Well, I don't know, but I was just like, see if she has heat, because, like, that's not working. Plus, I forgot to mention in all of this, when I got up to go to the bathroom upstairs, the water was not working.
Oh, the water was... Oh, okay. Right.
The water was not working upstairs. It was working downstairs, though. So, like, we had no way to shower because the shower's upstairs. So, I wake Rachel up, and she goes to call her mom. And the first thing she says to her mom is, we have no water or heat. And I go, no, we have water. She was like, what? There's no water upstairs. I don't know. We don't have heat, I think is the thing. And I was like, yes, we don't have heat. And that's a problem. And then Rachel called our landlady and she was like, well, I'll send somebody over to look at the heater. But then I guess our neighbors had a problem the other night where water got into their gas line.
Yeah.
And froze. And then they weren't getting gas because the pipe was frozen.
Is the same landlord?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was like, so then I called the gas company. So I think both people are coming out. So hopefully it'll get resolved soon. But she brought like a big portable heater to try and also heat the wall that the pipes for upstairs is running on. Because yeah, they're on like an outside wall. So we have that going on. Her and I'm like, I don't know if I should try and like call into work or get somebody else to like open up, because I'm supposed to be there and I'm the only one that's scheduled to work for a while. So I was just like, should I get somebody else? She was like, no, just go in. And then she called her dad, and dad was coming over to hang out. So her dad comes over and is hanging out. The landlady's there. I don't know what to do, but I have to leave in like a half hour. And I don't really have time to go over to her mom's and take a shower. So I do the hobo sink shower is what I end up doing.
Oh, a classic.
That morning, I'm just like, ah.
So somewhere in between a real man shower and a Puerto Rican shower.
Wait, what's a real man shower?
No, I mean like a real human being shower.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, yes, exactly. That's what I'm doing. So
I love the hobo shower, though.
So I do that, and then I leave, and I get there. And I'm worried about that, and Rachel's updating me by text and letting me know.
Now, were you getting the text?
Well, actually, funny thing is, Rachel has trouble with her phone sending and receiving texts specifically to me, I think because there are so many texts stored in her phone from me.
Oh.
That, and she doesn't delete them. So she's having trouble with her phone. So we're actually doing all this via Facebook Messenger. So she's updating me, and finally, at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she's like, we have heat now. And I said, great. Still didn't have water upstairs, but we had heat at least, so that was a step in the right direction.
Something.
The next day, though, still no water. This is Wednesday morning. Still no water. Oh, hang on. Let me back up. So the gas company had to come out. Apparently, tons of people were having trouble because the water had gotten in there or whatever. They were actually having to pull the meters off the side of the house.
Uh-huh.
In order to, like, repair it.
To get into the pipes.
Yeah. So now, and then they wrapped insulation, like wall insulation, around the meter. So, like, our meter is just covered in, like, wall insulation and duct tape.
Nice.
And then I feel really bad for our other neighbors on the other side. This is the house that had, like, the shady party and stuff happen at.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And with the kid in the rocking chair?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that house is cursed because they pulled the meter off and they broke the pipe. So, oh, like, boy. They had no heat and it was, like, it was dire straits because there was no way they were getting it back. So I don't know what ended up happening with that. But that eventually got repaired. But, like, I got home, and it had been running at that point for, like, 4 hours probably. And it was still up to, like, it was, like, up to, like, 58 degrees. Like, wow. At one point, basically what happened was it got to the point in the morning before I even left where I could see my breath in my house.
Holy shit.
And actually, I just remembered when I was taking my hobo shower, I had the water on hot and I was like scrubbing my shoulders and everything. And then like when I would take like the washcloth away, my like steam was just, you could see it rising off of my shoulders and my body. Yeah. And I basically looked like the Human Torch after he was just extinguished. Like it was terrible. So we ended up getting heat. So that was a plus. But we woke up the next morning, still no water upstairs. So we had to go over to her mom's house. The time that I've been most happy about living so close to her mom.
Yeah.
So we went over to her mom's house to shower because I was not doing another hobo shower.
I bet your junk was getting kind of stinky.
I can't say for sure, but I imagine my assumption is that it was.
I think we've all had those moments where you kind of you go to the urinal, you pull your cock out, and it's a little like a musty smell. It kind of smells like an attic. Like it's not like a terrible smell, but you're just like,
wait, like
things could be cleaner.
What attics do you okay, I don't know if the question is what attics do you go into or
what's wrong with my dick.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, my dick smells like it smells like mothballs, you know, like musty mothballs.
Yeah, it's just like kind of like an old attic, you know.
I think like I maybe think a little I know wood rot. I think you should get that checked is basically. Yo doc, I got wood rot on my dick, I think. Could you check that out for me? It's like I think I was thinking it was dry rot, but I mean it gets pretty sweaty down there, so
it's definitely moisture.
You know, I mean I know I should be trying to get that gold bond powder and just slapping it all over my balls, but you know sometimes that doesn't even do the trick.
No. Oh.
It just cakes up and it's not good. It's not good. It's like I put a container of Cool Whip down there, if you know what I'm saying.
Good God. That might be worse than, like, a dick cheese.
I just imagine that this is just the message that he left on the doctor's answering.
Yeah, it's actually just the receptionist that's listening, and they're just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, so anyway, Doc, call me back. Let me know what I can do about this. Thanks.
Then you have trouble hanging up the phone, so it's just like you just hear all like this fumbling around. Yeah.
He's just like, what the fuck isn't this hanging up? Shit, I really gotta get a new phone. Maybe like an iPhone 5S. or maybe I'll just go with the 5. I don't know. Exactly. Anyway, is this up? All right. Anyway. So the next day, so we go over there and take a shower. And it warmed up a little bit. So that by the time I got home, water was dribbling out of the shower.
Uh-huh.
So we got some water back. So we were considering it a success. Our problems were solved. We even actually just decided to go out to we went out to dinner, celebrated so to speak.
Oh yeah.
Things were on the upswing. Well, actually, we had talked about doing it Tuesday, but by the end of Tuesday, we just didn't want to. So we went out and then got home and everything was fine. And then today happened. That was Wednesday. And then today happened, Thursday. I showered in a trickle of water, which wasn't as bad as you would think, but it was not. I've taken worse showers, to be honest, but
yeah,
because the water was at least hot. I've taken a somewhat low pressure, very cold shower before, and that is not an enjoyable experience. This one, the water was at least hot, but it wasn't. It was dribbling out of the faucet.
Yeah, bring new meaning to the term low flow.
Yes. Okay. So I still took the shower, and then I went into work. Yeah, I don't know how much of the story I can really tell, so I'll be careful about how I tell. I don't want to say too much. But long story short, I get a phone call. That because the way the building is set up, there are. Hang on, I left something out of this. When my pipes were also frozen on Tuesday, the pipes at work.
You gotta take care of your pipes.
The pipes were also frozen on Tuesday at work in the building.
Mm.
And like my place of business had water, but the two places next door to us did not. So we had to get like that. That was kind of a mess. But. And trying to get my boss out to, and he was trying to see what he could do about it. Couldn't really do much though.
Mm.
Got a plumber in Wednesday morning, and he was able to fix it.
Okay.
But in the process of this, the toilet at work also clogged up.
But with the ice?
No, just with people, because other people
just
from the
people shitting,
just people pissing and shoving too much toilet paper in there. I think,
yeah.
So he was nice enough to take care of that, the plumber. So again, assuming after Wednesday, worse is behind us, and then I get a call, because the way the building's set up. Is it's like on a main level, but it's on a hill, so there's like a basement to it, and there's doors in the back that lead into the basement. And I think like there used to be a storefront down there, but then they closed down, and now it's just a huge long hallway that's used for like storage.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a call, and they're like, "Hey, I come to your store all the time, and I just wanted to let you know that I think it's your basement, but there it looks like there's water just pouring out from underneath the doors." And I went, "Okay, thank you. I will check that out." I go.
Did they
down,
ask for a reward?
No, I go down there. I open the door, and it floods out to my ankles.
Holy shit!
And there is just a ton of water.
It's a river of slime
across the entire basement. And I was just like, "Oh my god!" So then I call my boss, and I was just like, "The basement's flooded." and he assumed, as I would have, that it had to do with what happened the day before with the frozen pipe and stuff. So he goes, go down there and see if you can just like start. I'll get a plumber out there. Just go down there and start like turning levers and knobs and trying to shut stuff off.
Oh, yeah. Just go down there and just start fucking with shit.
Yeah. And I said, sure. Like, I know how to do that stuff because I had to turn off the water at my house on Wednesday because I was told that in case the pipe cracked and then it thawed, there would be water just gushing out. So we should
shut it off.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? That's fair because nobody's probably going to be like, we're going to leave around the same time in the morning and nobody's going to be there for like 8 hours. So probably a good idea. So I do that. So, I mean, I could figure out how to shut off the water. And then I go in there and I see it's not where we think it is. It is literally a wall of water coming out of a pipe. It is a wall of water just shooting up out of it. And I was just like, yeah, this isn't happening. So I called them back and was like, it's not what we thought. Like, but I'm getting calls from like the city, from like other people. People are pulling over, coming into work and being like, I don't know if you know this already. And I'm like, the water. And they go, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure that out. Like the fire department comes to shut the thing off. Like I'm trying to call the water company, but somebody called the fire department. So they're coming out to try and shut it off. And they're like, well, we got the water people coming out. So it was going for at least an hour. So I wouldn't be surprised if our like water bill was like $1 million.
Holy crap.
It's not going to be that much, but it was going, the entire thing was just just inches of water.
Wow.
And I was just like, I didn't even know what to say. Like when I took a step in and it was easy. I mean, it was easily, we're talking like 6 inches of water.
You say like, I don't know, like halfway up your shin?
No, like, I mean, it went to like above my ankle though. So I'm saying like probably a good.
Oh yeah, I guess that's 6 inches. Yeah, I'm overestimating.
Yeah, I'm saying probably like 6 inches.
Okay.
So like, yeah, I waded in there, saw the wall of water, and I was just like, it's like a waterfall. Like it's not happening. Like, I am not shutting this off because I can't even see past it to figure out really where it's coming from.
Now, what kind of footwear were you wearing?
Well, I was wearing my shoes that got soaked the first time, but I had boots still in the car.
Ah,
so but because I had the boots, and then because the water was high enough, it then flooded my boots as well.
Oh, pretty good.
So yeah, it was bad, and then other people came in, and it was a mess. And like they were like, "Well, you gotta get rid of like the standing water." So part of the reason this is also late and things are thrown off slightly is because they were like, "Well, we have to freeze, like we have to clean it up," and I didn't want to, and there were other things possibly happening, but because of this, schedules got rearranged and I was able to change something else. And then I was like, well, I'll help clean up the best I can, and then I guess I'll come home and record.
Yeah.
So basically, like the last several days have been insane and just things going wrong, and my punishment for making fun of people that are afraid of cold weather.
Yeah.
I will never do that again. I have learned my lesson.
I have not. So I may continue to do it. But yeah, you've gotten punished.
I have been severely, severely punished.
I was going to say I got away scot-free. But as last time I checked, it's only January 10th or 8th or whatever it is right now. So I should probably watch it.
Yeah. And then update on the upstairs water situation. It's still coming through. Pipes are still kind of thawing. So I'm hoping that'll fix itself soon. But it's been like hovering right around freezing. So I'm assuming it'll just take a while to thaw.
Yeah.
So
any you didn't sit by the wall with a hairdryer?
No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not. I don't. I would kill somebody if I had to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, oh, man.
Just sit there with a case of beer, the hairdryer, and put on some music.
It's what I call a good time.
It could be worse.
Oh, man. But today was like nothing I had ever seen before. Like, the amount of water, it was like a hurricane had ripped through there. It was basically just literally a river of water.
The tsunami of water.
Yeah. And like the basement is all just, it's real long. And like I was telling you, it reminds me of like in Star Trek Into Darkness, where Scotty's running down that long corridor or long like bay.
Yeah.
That Kirk and Khan are about to go into. And they just keep on that as he's running. That's how you would feel like running down that basement.
So it was a lot of water.
It was a lot of water.
Yeah.
So I don't, it was a lot of water.
Yeah. I mean, this all sounds very, very good.
it was insane, but I survived.
Hey, you know what? That's the thing. Some of these people, they get all crazy about the cold. They don't think they're going to survive. But you beat it.
Yay. To bring some levity to this episode, even though everybody's laughing at my misfortune.
Yeah, I am.
And I am too, because it is kind of funny. It is. It's so ridiculous that you gotta laugh. But this little article came across my view, because it involves an author's wife or ex-wife. Cormac McCarthy's ex-wife arrested amid dispute about space aliens.
Oh, great.
Cormac McCarthy, for anyone that doesn't know, is the writer of like No Country for Old Men. I think he wrote The Road also.
Mm-hmm.
That man, very good writer. He doesn't really factor into this. I think it's only really mentioned because it's because it involves his ex-wife, and that grabs headlines.
Yeah, definitely.
So that was the headline, space aliens, and that grabbed my attention. But it gets so much better than just that. And it references, not directly, but it involves a subject that I guess we talked about before. I don't know. A domestic dispute over space aliens escalated Saturday morning when a lingerie-clad New Mexico woman allegedly pointed a silver handgun at her boyfriend, a weapon she retrieved from her vagina.
Oh.
Where it had been placed while the accused was performing a sex act, police allege.
Oh, boy.
To make matters more strange, the arrested woman is the most recent ex-wife of Cormac McCarthy. As detailed in a probable cause statement, Jennifer McCarthy, a 48-year-old artist, argued about space aliens with her 53-year-old beau, whose name was redacted from the document released by the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office. When questioned by deputies, McCarthy reportedly acknowledged that she did have a gun at the time. The couple was yelling at each other. They said, well, did you have the gun on you? Well, yes. I mean, it wasn't visible, but I had it. Where was it? Well, it was in my vagina. That's
basically it was. Now, is that considered a concealed carry?
I think we were trying to figure this out last time. I think it would be.
Yeah.
I think we were thinking it would be.
Yeah. It should be.
Why? I went almost my entire life up to this point never hearing of handguns in vaginas. And then within the last, what is it, probably like 6 months even.
Yeah.
Two people. So it's got to be like an epidemic.
It is.
The latest sex craze is handguns in vaginas.
I mean, I've heard of fucked up shit of people doing stuff like that, but I guess I never really thought people did it. Like stories or whatever of people like fucking someone with a gun or something, you know, like just really fucked up shit. But I never really thought people did that, but I guess they do.
Apparently they do.
Yeah. It's one of those things that just kind of, you know, you don't expect that actual human beings would take part in such an act.
Well, she did.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it.
McCarthy's boyfriend told investigators that following the argument, McCarthy departed her Ventura Road residence. Upon returning to the home, he told deputies McCarthy went into a bedroom and later emerged wearing lingerie and a silver handgun in her vagina. I can't do this. She then proceeded to have intercourse. All right, hang on. Let me read the sentence, and then I have a dumb question. She then proceeded to have intercourse with the gun, according to the court filing.
I mean, is that really considered intercourse?
Well, I'm assuming, because the next line is while using the Gat as a sex toy, so I'm assuming she was just using it like a dildo.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I never really thought that was intercourse. I mean,
well, hang on. You bring up an interesting point the way you said that. I always thought it was intercourse.
It is intercourse.
Because this says inner space course.
So, who wrote this?
I don't know. Maybe that's how it's written in the court document. Like, maybe the cop has no idea what intercourse is, so he wrote intercourse.
It's definitely intercourse. In real life.
Yeah, I always thought it was intercourse. But, or, okay, no. I was going to say maybe I'm wrong, but no.
No, you're not.
Let's see. While using the Gat as a sex toy, McCarthy reportedly asked her boyfriend, "Who is crazy, you or me?"
I think we know the answer to that question. I mean, he might be nuts too. I don't know, but
what if he said, "I don't know,"
and he's just like, "Oh, I don't know."
She's there in lingerie, just fucking a gun, and he's like, "I don't know the answer. I'm not sure."
What do you want me to say?
Yes. What's the right answer here? The probable cause statement drafted by Deputy Chris Zook, who thought it was intercourse. Chris Zook never got laid in high school because he would write notes and be like, "Will you have intercourse with me?"
Like, intercourse.
"Would you please have intercourse with me? I would like that very much. Please and thank you." After removing the gun from her vagina, McCarthy pointed it at her boyfriend's head, investigators charge. Fearing that he would get shot, the man grabbed the weapon from McCarthy and put it in the toilet. Oh, my God.
What a great place to put it.
Okay. McCarthy's boyfriend subsequently took it out of the toilet and put it in the trash can outside.
Why?
I don't know. He dropped it in the toilet. And then he was like, "Oh shit, she could just reach into the toilet and pull it out again. And then if she sticks it up her vagina, she could get an infection." and I don't want to catch anything, so let me just take it out, and I'll put it in the trash can outside.
Yeah, because she couldn't just go get it out there.
Yeah.
And then get more of an infection.
I'll put it in the one place she'll never look, in the trash can outside.
Well, he's probably like, well, she never takes the fucking trash out anyway, so it's not like I have to worry about her going out there.
She doesn't even know where the fucking trash cans are. Sometimes I come out in the morning, I go to start my car up, there's a trash bag on the steps. I trip over it at least twice a week. It's like the fucking Dick Van Dyke Show, but with trash. It's fucking stupid. I don't even know why I'm with her. I mean...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a problem anyways.
I mean, she does ride my dick like it's a Glock 17, but...
Regardless of her habits about taking out the trash, why this guy's with her is kind of a issue.
Deputy Zook reported that he recovered a silver Smith & Wesson in the outside trash can.
Uh-huh. No caliber or anything?
No. What? Hang on. How do you spell Wesson? It's from
Wesson.
Okay. Is that like Wesson Oil, too? Is that spelled the same way? Because I would like it if he messed that up.
I think so.
Let's see. Pictured in the above mugshot, McCarthy was arrested on a felony charge of aggravated assault on a household member. She was booked into the county jail, from which she was released Sunday after posting $5,000 bond.
Yeah. That's not that bad.
Let's see. According to public records, McCarthy married the publicity-shy Cormac McCarthy in Nevada in January 1998. The couple, parents to a teenage son, divorced in Texas in 2006. McCarthy did not respond to a Facebook message seeking comment about her arrest.
Oh.
Okay. Let's here's what I don't understand. They got into a fight about space aliens when, okay, they argued about space aliens, and then she went into the bedroom, put on lingerie, got a gun, and then came out, fucked the gun, and said, "Who is crazy, you or me?"
Do you think the comment about who's crazy, do you think that had anything to do with the space alien conversation?
You think maybe she was talking to the space aliens?
Maybe.
Okay, here's the actual statement of probable cause. Jennifer advised that she got into an argument with her boyfriend, name redacted. Let's call him Phil.
Phil's good.
She got into an argument with her boyfriend, Phil, this morning. She stated they started to yell at each other, and he told her not to touch him again. Jennifer advised she touched his shoulder with her index finger to aggravate him. She informed me...
What is she, like, 5 years old?
I guess. She informed me that Phil put his right hand on her neck, but quickly let go and walked away. Jennifer stated she was not in fear of Phil strangling her or hurting her by putting his hand on her. Jennifer advised Phil put his hand on her neck to keep her away from him. Jennifer informed me she did have a gun at the time and is unsure where it's located.
Oh, I think I have an idea.
She advised the gun has been missing for a while. Oh, I guess since the whole thing started.
Since the incident.
She was like, I don't know where it is now. I know where it was before. But I don't know where it is now. I spoke with Phil, and he stated he did argue with Jennifer this morning over space aliens.
I don't even know why I'd include that. I'd just be like, yeah, I talked to her.
We're getting into an argument. I wish, as the Deputy Zook, do you think he was like, which sounds like a space alien name? Let's get that. That sounds like, it was like Buzz Lightyear and Deputy Zook. Like
that. You know what? If he didn't have the title Deputy, I would say no, you're wrong. I would just, he sounds like he's like Eastern European, but the deputy, I can see him being like some sort of a space ranger or something. Deputy
exactly.
Zook.
Like I imagine Toy Story 4. They're like, okay, we need a new angle. And Buzz Lightyear comes out and he's like, Woody's like, look, I'm giving you a partner. And he's like, I don't want a partner. And he's like, meet Deputy Zook.
Yeah.
He's like the knockoff Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you got him at the fucking dollar store.
Exactly. And like, he does nothing. Like, he has no abilities, no like karate chop action or anything.
No.
But he's
the
just,
wings
he's
don't even
there.
Really yeah. shoot out.
Or they're just permanently affixed in the flying position.
Yeah, that's true. It's just really awkward when he walks around.
Yeah. He has to go through.
He's just not. He's just knocking into fucking Mr. Potato Head and stuff.
He has to go through all his doors sideways.
Yeah. His little ass doors.
Let's see. Phil advised after the argument Jennifer left the residence, and when she came home, she went into her bedroom. Phil said Jennifer came out of the bedroom wearing lingerie and a silver handgun in her vagina.
What, I bet this chick is gross, by the way. I bet she's so gross.
You can check out her mugshot, but... So was she like... Did she just walk out and she just had the gun hanging there between her legs?
Maybe like the barrel was in her puss and the handle was sticking out.
But still, that's impressive that she was able to move and keep that in there.
Yeah.
The last time they were just sitting in a car and like to hide the gun, she shoved it up there.
Maybe she had
it like,
or maybe she had like the underwear on. So it was holding it up.
Oh, you know, you might be right.
Yeah. And he's just like, oh, like what, you know, he's just like, you could see it just bulging out.
Maybe.
And he was like, oh, man, your labia is extra big today. Oh, wait, what is that?
This guy's an idiot.
I mean he's first clearly stupid.
I mean, first of all, because he's with her. Second of all, because he got into an argument about space aliens with her. And then third of all, because he mistook a gun for labia. He's like, wow, your labia are really silvery and shiny.
Yeah. I almost want to lick them.
almost. I mean, I don't, but. And then the rest of it is just, yeah. Phil advised Jennifer went to the bathroom to retrieve the handgun. Oh, yeah, he put it in the toilet. So she was going to go in the bathroom to retrieve it. And then he went in and took it out and put it in the trash can outside.
Just what a couple of fucking knuckleheads.
ex-wife, hang on, let's see, ex-wife arrest. Here's what I'm really upset about. So far, no news article has told me what the space alien argument was about. And that's what I really want to know.
Yeah.
Like, how does a space alien fight escalate so much that it leads to this?
I don't know. Do you think maybe it was like sexual in nature?
Like she was like, I'd fuck space alien. And he was like, no, honey, don't.
Maybe. Or maybe they were talking about like alien sexual experiments or I don't know. I just don't know how one thing leads to another. I'm trying to like bridge the gap a little bit.
See, is it obviously, obviously there is no, obviously there's something being left out.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is that these people are fucking nuts. So, like, maybe it's not a stretch that one thing led to another. You know, like, we sit here and we're like, how could you possibly go from discussing space aliens to fucking a gun and then pointing it at your husband.
Well, I don't understand how you go from talking about space aliens to actually getting into a fight about space aliens.
I don't know. I've gotten into fights about dumb shit. Not me so much as my friends, but...
Where you're just like, no, I'm done. I don't care anymore. And they want to keep talking about it.
Yeah.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Well, yeah. A few people, but yeah. I know what you're getting at.
I can think of one in particular.
Yes.
That would keep going till they win the fight.
Yeah, there's a couple others that you know, too.
And then a couple others, yeah. I can see that. But
yeah, exactly. And it just turns into this big argument, and then by the end of it, you don't even remember what you started fighting about.
Yeah, and because then somehow it turns into politics or something like that.
Yeah, or so it just gets personal.
And they're talking about, like, NASA funding or something, and you're just like, what the fuck does this have to do with anything? And then the next thing you know, they have a gun up their vagina.
Yeah, exactly. I just hope it's theirs and not mine.
Wait, their gun or their vagina?
Both. I don't want it to be my gun or my vagina.
I don't. Here's a... Okay, this article from the Daily Caller, whatever the fuck that is.
Heard of it.
They say, in a scene that sounds like it came out of her ex-husband's latest movie, The Counselor, which is a movie I really want to see, actually. But it says, she began to have, and then in quotes it puts, intercourse. Because, like, they know that it's not right.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, you know, intercourse. With the gun. She pulled out the gun and pointed at his head saying, who's crazy, you or me?
Wow.
Fucking, like,
It's not good.
Her artwork's kind of fucked up, too.
Her artwork?
Yeah, somebody found a site of it.
I'm sure it's mental.
It's weird.
I mean, anyone who's willing to do something like that is crazy.
She has a specific section called Whims and Absurdities.
Oh, yeah. I bet it's great.
Oh, my God. So, I don't... Why is there no... Because if I'm Deputy Zook, I'm going, what was the argument about space aliens?
Yeah, I mean, I would have asked more about that situation. Now, it might not really pertain to what the actual incident was that got her arrested. However, from my own personal curiosity... I would have to ask.
Yeah. And okay. Here's the thing. If you're going to write the report, you have to include that. Otherwise, just leave the space aliens part out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because what's the point? You'd be like, well, yeah, they apparently had an argument earlier.
Yeah, they had some kind of an argument earlier, but they had it over space aliens. So yeah. They were fighting about space aliens. And she said that she really wanted to suck E.T.'s dick. And he was very upset about that.
Do you think it, like...
Do I think it was that? Probably not, but...
Possibly. I bet it extends just the way his neck works. You know?
Do you think the tip glows? Yes. As I do.
Oh, that would be great. I mean, I guess it'd be great. I don't know.
It extends out and it glows, and he goes, E.T. bone you.
Be good.
Be naughty.
I think it'd be great. But anyways.
Flip over.
I just I don't even really have words for these people. But then again, I wouldn't do any of this stuff. I wouldn't get into an argument about space aliens, nor would I.
You would.
Not an argument. Not an argument that could possibly escalate to a weird situation.
That's true, because it did. Well, here's the thing. Because at first, it's... at first it went to, it kind of went to blows.
Well, sort of, yeah.
Like there was physical contact. Here's the other thing that I'm realizing now. He does not confirm that the gun was loaded.
I bet it wasn't.
He says, I observed a silver Smith & Wesson in the outside trash can. I retrieved the handgun and put it in my unit in a safe location.
Yeah.
That means
it's not the first time it's happened.
He shoved it in his ass, is what it's saying.
Yeah.
He carried this uncomfortable piece of gun, and it's the only place he could. His ass. So Deputy Zook put the gun in his ass
for safekeeping. I honestly feel like Deputy Zook is just as stupid as the two.
I imagine Deputy Zook to be the same deputy that found the other ones. And both times they are just like Sheriff Pepper from Bond.
This was in New Mexico, right? Santa Fe?
Yeah.
Yeah. New Mexico.
So I want to know if the gun was loaded. But more than that, I want to know what the fucking space aliens argument was.
I doubt it was loaded. I feel like that would have been noted.
So you're thinking it wasn't loaded?
Yeah, no, I doubt it. I highly doubt it was loaded.
Because, I mean, granted, Phil had no way of knowing.
No.
So his actions are understandable.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd put it in the toilet, but yeah, his trying to get it away from her was a completely reasonable thing to do.
Although maybe he was like Ray Liotta's wife in Goodfellas. Yeah. And he was trying to take apart the gun and shaking out the bullets into the toilet. They were going to find it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I had to get rid of the gun. I threw it in the outside
trash. What are you doing, Karen?
Deputy Zook's in there. Phil, what are you doing? That was the only evidence we had.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I imagine it went down something like that.
And then Jennifer McCarthy's just in the corner fucking some other weird thing.
She's sitting on a lava lamp this time. She's got the whole thing up her cunt.
she's got like a baseball bat or something weirder. She's got like a crowbar up there or something.
Jeez.
Everybody's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
She's moved on to a shotgun, actually.
if it's loaded, her actions make even less sense.
Oh, her actions? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just... I don't know. Because think about this. Now, see, I just said I didn't think it was loaded. And you know what? Maybe it wasn't loaded at the time that Deputy Zook found it. But then again, why is she fucking herself with a gun if it's not loaded? Now, the answer may seem obvious, but what I'm saying is that what thrill is she getting out of it if it's not loaded? Because basically at that point, she's just fucking a piece of metal.
Yeah. Unless she's not getting a sexual thrill out of it, she's just fucking with Phil.
Phil. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, she's just trying to fuck with Phil, so she wants him to think that it's loaded.
That's true, too.
But, yeah. So, you but maybe what? It was loaded. But then maybe Phil really did flush the bullets.
Maybe.
Can you flush a bullet?
Yeah,
you can. Yeah, you can flush a bullet.
You can flush giant turds. What the hell kind of a question was that?
I know, but they're not as hard as a bullet.
Speak for yourself.
I think you should actually eat less fiber if that's the case.
Shit and pebbles.
I've been shitting ammunition all my life.
Yeah, I just wake up in the morning and I shit 9mm bullets.
It sounds like something Arnold Schwarzenegger would say in a movie. I woke up in the morning and I shit 9mm bullets.
It sounds like something out of like Running Man.
They are 9mm unless I have Chipotle, then they are 22s. Because you know they are looser.
They're looser and smaller.
Yes.
But more plentiful.
If I eat a lot of broccoli, it is 50 caliber. Ugh. People do not stand next to me at the target range. But I'm Arnold, so whatever.
Would he use them after?
Wait. Oh, like, would he use them as actual bullets?
Are like they full rounds, like capable of firing? Because that'd be interesting.
Well, what would be more interesting is if they're at the actual like bullet, not the casing part.
Yeah.
So then he has to make his own. So he has to press them into the casings and like with his own gunpowder.
Oh, so he has to make them. So he poops out bullets and then he actually has to make his own rounds using his pooped out. That'd be something. But if you think about it, he'd be very prepared for like an apocalypse or something.
This is so stupid. How do we get here?
Let's not even analyze it.
I just imagine like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his fucking garage. Just making bullets.
I picture him shitting into like a big paper bag, like one of the ones that you get at the supermarket. And he just shits into the bag and then he just sifts through and gets out all the bullets so he can start making rounds.
And he just starts making them. And that's actually the real reason that What's-Her-Face divorced him.
Maria Shriver.
Yeah, not because he was having an affair with the maid. That was just a cover story. She's like, I'm going to tell people that you make bullets with your own shit. And he's like, well, how about we just say that I fucked the maid instead? Can we do that?
Yeah, it was preferable.
Yeah.
The idea that he had an affair and a kid out of wedlock
was preferable.
It was preferable to having people know that he shits bullets.
And then uses them.
Yeah, and then uses them.
And then
goes through his own shit with his hands.
Yes,
to
make bullets to that he uses in target practice.
Yeah. It sounds terrible.
Although if that news did get out, then they would have a they would have to make reference to it in the next Expendables movie.
True.
Like,
he also could probably sign a contract with like Winchester or something.
Probably.
They just work at the factory. And they just have a special room where he just sits there and shits.
And they sell him under like Arnold Deluxe rounds or something.
Oh yeah. Arnold Deluxe.
But they would have to have a scene in the next Expendables movie where like Arnold gives like Stallone a bunch of ammunition or something, and he's like so they're getting shot at, and Stallone's there, and he's like, oh shit, I'm out of bullets. And Arnold's like, yeah, take mine. And he's like, these bullets are shit.
He's like, I know.
He's like, yeah, but they get the job done.
My personal stash.
Give me a few minutes, I will make some more.
Everybody loves their own brand.
The most disturbing thought of all this is, what if he does make the Arnold Deluxe rounds, and then another woman somewhere, maybe even Jennifer McCarthy, then uses those rounds in the gun that she has intercourse with.
And gives herself a urinary tract infection?
Yes! How terrible would that be?
I think this this conversation just came back full circle.
Well, on that note, this has been But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, folks, no regrets and
poop bullets.
Well said, sir.